Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey. Today, we're going to be sitting down and talking all about how to handle a busy schedule. But before we get into that, as always, we're going to do the weekly segments. If you are new here, thank you for clicking on this podcast episode and deciding to listen to my podcast. I am happy to have you on my little corner of the internet. If you have never seen or heard any of my content before, I also have a YouTube channel. It is just my name, Lainey Evans, and my main Instagram is lainey.foods. You can also follow the Instagram for this podcast at justathought.pod. And I give any updates about the podcast on there, post Q&As on my stories, and I always post a post about what the most recent episode is about. So make sure to go follow all of those socials. And let's just get right into the weekly segments, starting with my drink of the day. Today I have an adrenal cocktail with my cranberry juice poured in it. So I drink an adrenal cocktail every single night, and recently I've been adding a cup of cranberry juice to my daily intake of like food and beverages, just because it has lots of like antioxidant properties and things like that in it. And I like putting it in my little adrenal cocktail that I have every evening because it's kind of just like a cute little mocktail drink that I like to sip on usually after I have my dinner. It's a little bit sour, a little tart, so like if you don't like sour stuff, maybe find a way to like dial it down a little bit or just don't have it. But if you're interested in trying it, I just make my adrenal cocktail like normal and then add a cup of cranberry juice to it. Okay, now on to the weekly recap. Starting with Thursday. Nothing too crazy really happened during the day. Had my normal classes. I had hip hop and heels, modern. I had my oral communication class. I gave my speech, my turning point speech in my oral communication class, and it went well. It was actually, yeah, it went really good. I mean, there was like a few things that didn't go perfectly, like I had rehearsed it when I rehearsed it a couple times. But that's to be expected when you're doing a live presentation of something. Nothing is ever to go exactly the way that you planned it to. Sometimes like nerves or excitement like get you to jumble thoughts up a little bit, but that's okay. It happens. So that went well. And then I also had gymnastics. I had a really bad migraine like all day Thursday, and going into gymnastics and like doing flips and like tumbling and rolling and headstands and all that stuff on my head while I had like a really, really bad migraine to the point where I felt like I was gonna puke was not the most enjoyable thing, but I got through it and I'm okay now, so it's whatever. And then Thursday night, I watched Hunger Games: Catching Fire with my boyfriend, and then I went to bed. Friday, I had 8 a.m. ballet, like I always do. Went to the gym in between ballet and my contemporary class. And had dance history. Nothing really else that special happened Friday that I remember, at least. Saturday, I got up in the morning, went to the gym early, and like earlier than I do on some Saturdays. It was still like 8 or 8:30 when I went, but some Saturdays I won't go until like 10. So, but I had an interview on Saturday, so I went to the gym. And I had an interview at 12, so I went to the interview and I ended up getting a job. So I told you guys in my last episode that I had a interview for a job and that I was supposed to hear back about it, and they had told me that they wanted me to, like that I was a perfect fit for the job and they wanted me to come in and stuff, and then they ended up never reaching out to me again. That kind of sucks, but you know, it's just the way that the world works. So I continued looking for jobs, and this one happened to fall right into my lap and took the chance and got hired during the interview, which was great. So that really boosted my energy that day. Came home, got groceries, did laundry, did my homework. It was beautiful outside, so I went for a walk down to the pier, and my boyfriend met up with me after he got done at work, and we walked around for a little bit, sat on a bench while he ate, because he had just gotten off of a shift. And then we parted ways. He went home and I continued walking just because I wanted to. And then I came back to my room and I had dinner. And then my boyfriend asked me if I wanted to watch a movie, so we got together and watched the movie Smile, which is like a scary movie. It was a good movie. Like, honestly, I really liked it. It was kind of messed up, but it was a good movie. Definitely some gruesome stuff in there though, so like if you don't do well with like blood or like gory deaths and stuff like that, do not watch it, because some of the stuff was very visual. Sunday, I edited and uploaded my podcast Sunday morning because I just didn't feel like doing it on Saturday, and I knew I would get it done, so I got it done, got the podcast up, and then I had my first day of work. I had a short day. I went in at 1, I worked until like 3:15-ish, and then the store wasn't super busy, so she let me go for like an hour, and I came back around 4:30, and stayed for like another hour, and the shop really wasn't that busy that day, but I got to get some experience. I'm going to be working in like a little boutique kind of store. I'm really excited about it. I did get to like make a sale and do the stuff like with the Apple Square, like the thing that you can like stick the card in or like tap the card. Like, I figured out how to work that, so that was nice. And then I got done at like 5:30, went back home and finished up my meal prep for the week. I started it Sunday morning and got one of my recipes done, but then I decided to prep a little bit more Sunday night, like the second half of my prep. So this week I actually decided to try 2 new recipes that I just kind of found a little bit of inspiration for, like on Pinterest. One of them was a chickpea lentil like mash salad to like have like on an open face sandwich or to like have as a sandwich. And the other one was supposed to be like an eggplant zucchini ciabatta roll. Quick little story. If you watched my most recent YouTube video, you would have seen this, but I ended up making the chickpea lentil mash. It was so good. It had chickpeas, lentils, mayo, mustard, cucumber, tomato, red onion, salt, pepper, all the good stuff. And I definitely will be posting a recipe of it sometime soon, probably on my Instagram, maybe on my YouTube channel as well, but we shall see. So keep an eye out for that. But then the eggplant zucchini ciabatta roll. When I went to Trader Joe's to get groceries, they didn't have any eggplant. They did the week before, but for some reason this week they didn't. So I was like, what's something else I could have? And they were like fully stocked on mushrooms. And I was like, oh wait, mushrooms could work. Because I was thinking of adding tempeh to the sandwich for some more protein, so it's like more satiating. And I was like, wait, tempeh and mushrooms would be really good. So what I did was I got tempeh, I got mushrooms, I got red bell pepper, red onion. I marinated the mushrooms and the tempeh together with coconut aminos and nutritional yeast. And then I also cooked the red bell pepper and the red onion together with some avocado oil, some salt, and some pepper. So cooked those. And then on the sandwich, I just had a ciabatta roll. I had it for lunch today. I did a ciabatta roll with mayo on one half, mustard on the other bun, and then put the peppers, the onions, the tempeh, the mushrooms. I put a couple slices of cucumber in there and a little bit of spinach just because I had some spinach and it needs to get used up. And I had that for lunch. It was so good. And then I had a mango on the side. Super duper delicious. So I'll probably post that recipe at some point too. But that was a little bit of a ramble and might not have been interesting to some of you. But I did end up trying 2 new meals this week. And they were both very, very good. And also going with those meals, I have not had mayo, like plain mayo, in my fridge ever since moving out here. And also I haven't like consumed it outside of like when I go out to eat, like if it's on like a burger or something, like on a like a veggie burger or something. I like never just like put it on things at home, and I think it's because I always like kind of didn't acknowledge the fact that I was kind of scared of it, because it's like it's like a higher calorie dense food, but that doesn't mean that you have to be like scared of it. Or like I feel like a lot of people say that it's like an unhealthy thing, but really like it really isn't. It's basically just like egg yolks, which is like the healthiest part and most nutrient-dense part of the egg. So like there's literally nothing wrong with it, and like enjoying that and being able to have it on a sandwich to like add flavor and like bring it all together was like really nice. And yeah, I decided that I wasn't gonna let like that fear of mayo like control me, because that's just such a, like, if you say it out loud and you're like, if you say out loud, like, I'm scared of mayo, that just sounds really silly. being able to just like purchase it and put myself in the position where I like need to come over the fear of that food, and now I'm like fine. Like I'm so glad that I did it, and it's really, really good, and I love it. It just makes me feel really good. Like I just conquered something that I feel like I was kind of ignoring for a while. Okay, continuing on Sunday. Sorry, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. After meal prepping, chilled the rest of the day. But I also wanted to say I am in my kombucha era right now. I am so obsessed with Health Aid kombucha. I have only tried a couple of the Synergy brand, I believe that's what it's called. And I don't love all the ones that I've tried from them, but every single one of the Health Aid kombuchas that I have tried, they are all at least a 7 out of 10, if not better. And I am specifically obsessed with the Citrus and Moon Boost one because it has blood orange in it. And if you have watched any of my content on any of my platforms, you would know that any sort of beverage that has blood orange in it is bound to be my favorite. I don't know what it is, but blood orange beverages are so good. I don't even think I've ever eaten, that's a lie. I've eaten a blood orange like once, but I've never like recently in like the past like 2 or 3 years have not eaten just like a blood orange. But when it's like a blood orange Spindrift or like a blood orange Sobe water or like a any sort of sparkling water, kombucha apparently, like anything that is a beverage that has blood orange in it is just so good to me. And I don't know why, but it's ugh, it's like my kryptonite. I don't even know. It's so good. So yeah, I'm in my kombucha era. I've literally had like 4 of those Citrus and Moon Boost kombuchas in like the past week and a half. And I tried their passion fruit. What is it? Is it passion fruit and tangerine? I believe. I tried that one. I tried the Pink Lady apple one. Love all of them. Like they're all so good. So if you haven't tried kombucha and you're looking for a new fun beverage, I definitely recommend trying Health Aid kombucha. I literally have a Health Aid kombucha bottle sitting right next to me right now from the one I drank today. You can hear it. Okay, anyway, so it was like kind of weird, but whatever. Monday. Okay, Monday. I said that so loud. I really hope nobody in the hallway was walking by and heard that. Anyways, Monday morning, I had plans to try a new breakfast, so I made a new smoothie and I had it with a slice of sourdough and peanut butter and apple slices, blueberries, and cinnamon, just because I had already had mango and banana in the smoothie. That was like the main base of the smoothie. So I was like, ooh, I want to have apples and blueberries too. Like, add a bunch of diversity in like all the different fruits that I'm having for breakfast. The smoothie recipe is posted on my Instagram, my main Instagram. So if you want to go check that out, it should be like one of the more recent ones. It was posted this past Monday, which would have been April 3rd, I believe. So if you just go look on my Instagram on April 3rd, it should be up. And you'll be able to tell because the thumbnail for the video is like a mango over a blender. You'll be able to tell what one it is. For classes on Monday, I had musical theater and variations, which is a ballet class. Then I went to the gym, came back home, had dinner, talked to my parents for a little bit, and then I had to go to tap workshop rehearsal, and that was a really fun rehearsal. We started learning a new piece and we got like just around a minute choreographed for it, and we have 2 more weeks to learn the whole 3 minute and like 15 second piece, and it's a lot of fun, so I'm really excited to see what happens with it. It was definitely like by the end of the night, like I was done at 9:30, and like at 9:30 my brain was like, what is going on? It was fun while I was doing it. So Tuesday morning I had to wake up at and go to 8 a.m. tap class. We have a sub in tap right now. This is actually our first week with him, and he's super cool. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on here, but I tend to have like a an RBF or like a like when my face when I'm not purposely paying attention to how my face looks, I can look like I kind of want to hurt someone. Like I don't really know why that is. I think I get it from like my mom maybe. Sorry, mom, but like we both know that we both have RBFs. So unless I'm paying really close attention, my face will like look angry or like I want to, not angry, but like I want to hurt someone or like that I have bad intentions or something. And we were going one at a time for like a certain step, and the teacher literally goes, "What is your face doing?" And I like shrugged, and then I started smiling, and I was like laughing. And he, when I was done doing the thing, he was like, "That was really good, but you looked like you wanted to hurt me." And I was like, "I know, I'm really sorry. Sometimes if I forget, like I look like I want to hurt someone, and I promise I don't. Like I'm actually a very bubbly, like happy person. It's just sometimes my face, when it's like just when there's no like energy going through it, I look so, I don't even know. I look dangerous." But anyways, it was a fun top class, and it was really cool to have him as a sub, and we'll have him for like 3 more weeks, I believe, which is really cool until our usual top teacher comes back. Later in the afternoon, I had theater dance, and currently we are doing like presentations about like it's like a family tree, but it's like with your dance teachers and then your dance teachers' teachers and their teachers, and like on and on and on, like a family tree. And so we have to do like a 5-minute presentation, and then we get like 25 minutes to teach a piece of choreography that we've learned from one of the teachers that we talk about that have had like the biggest impact on us. And I went last week and it went really well. It was actually a lot of fun. But this week, I just wanted to mention this. My boyfriend got to go today. I don't know if I've said that, but my boyfriend and I actually go to school together. We met at school, and he got to go yesterday and teach choreography. And it was just so fun seeing him teach like our class and like see how happy he got. It really made my day, honestly. I don't want to like talk too much about him or like too much about our relationship, because that's like just like between us and whatever, but it just felt really nice. And it was a lot of fun to do a piece of choreography that he taught to us. Yeah, it was a new experience. I have never learned any choreography from him before, so that was really cool. And I'm very grateful that I had that experience yesterday. And then I had ballet class and went to the gym. My legs were killing me yesterday. I hit quads on Saturday, rested Sunday, and then Monday I had ballet class, and then I hit glutes and hamstrings. And I usually hit quads on Fridays, but because I wasn't feeling good on Saturday, or not Saturday, because I wasn't feeling good on Thursday, I did my upper body on Friday and then my lower body on Saturday. So like everything got pushed forward, and then I only had one rest day in between my leg days. So it probably wasn't the best idea, but I did it anyways, and I'm paying for it now. But I massaged out my legs last night, so they were definitely feeling better today. It was just really painful last night. Today I had musical theater in the morning, and then I had my individual voice lesson. It was online today because my teacher had to stay home. The lesson went really well. Started working on my new musical theater song, which is Do It Alone from Parade. That's currently on Broadway, and it has Ben Platt and Michaela Diamond in it right now. So if you want to listen to that song, in case you're curious what the song is, it's a very good song. That whole album is phenomenal. So definitely recommend giving that a listen if you're into musical theater. And even if you're not, go give it a listen. Maybe you will become a person that likes musical theater music. Who knows? I edited this week's YouTube video. I finished the rough cut yesterday, and like finished up majority of the editing today. So that'll be going up on Friday. It'll already have gone up by now. And then I had therapy, and I got hired for another job. So during the weekend, I will be working one job, and then during the week, I'm just going to be picking up a couple hours for a family with like a babysitting job. That's all I'm going to say about that, but it's really nice that I now have two sources of income coming in, and that kind of sparked the entire idea as to what today's topic is, which I will get into in a little bit. My high of the week was, honestly, I was going to say getting the jobs, but now that I talked about it, honestly, my high of the week was probably seeing my boyfriend teach choreography to our class, seeing his face light up and like being able to dance his choreography was like really cool. And I know that might not be like an experience that everyone understands, but like having someone that you love create like a piece that they're proud of, and then teaching it to you and you doing their piece is like an experience I've never had before, and it was really cool. It was really special to me. Yeah, so I guess that was my high this week. My low is that my mental health, wow, that's not English. My mental health is still all over the place, like very much up and down. Like the highs are very high and the lows are very low. And just lots of like self-doubt and talking down to myself in my head, which I'm not very proud of. And a lot of like thoughts that are irrational and that I know are not true, but are just coming up and bringing up past trauma. So it's just been a lot of like reminding myself that those thoughts aren't true and like I know what's real and what isn't. Like I've said the past couple weeks, it's really been a struggle, but I'm gonna get out of it and I'm gonna be okay. I didn't really set a goal last week. I kind of had just said I wanted to get through the week and take things one day at a time, which is very true. That is what I needed. So for this week, I just want to have a really good full first weekend at work because I work on Saturday and Sunday. And I just want it to go well. It's a job that's going to push me outside of my comfort zone because it deals with sales. So I have to talk to complete strangers. Obviously, like when they come into the boutique, I have to be talking to them and helping them out and like showing them products and telling them the history behind the pieces and all that sort of stuff. And like where they came from, how they're made, how to take care of them, the materials, all of that stuff. So it's just, it's a little bit overwhelming, like just jumping right into it, but I know with time it will become second nature and I will be good at it. And I know that like deep down I'm 100% capable of it. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? Right now I'm feeling very chatty, if you could not tell. I'm like rambling about everything. I got a decent amount of stuff on my mind, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm at like a 7.5 or 8. Yeah, I feel like this day went by really fast for me for some reason. So I guess that could be like a good thing. I guess that means I wasn't like too much in my head and like getting stuck. Because sometimes when I get really stuck in my head, I feel like the day is really long. Although I was really getting stuck in my head this morning, so I don't know why today felt so fast. Anyways, today felt like it flew by. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. As always, it is not meant to be a judgment. It's just kind of noticing how you're feeling, maybe asking yourself why you're feeling that way, and then continuing on with whatever it is you are doing while listening to this podcast. Let's take a deep breath in together and out. And let's get into today's topic. Okay, so today's topic is how to handle a busy schedule. Now, to preface this, but I just want to say I am a very, very busy person, but I'm also a person who runs on routine, thrives on routine, and enjoys living a busy lifestyle. It's kind of how I've always worked. I've always been doing something. And this is just what works for me. So this is not saying that you have to do this, but this is just how I go about things. And hopefully this may give you some new ideas as to how to go about building a schedule and a routine that works for you if you are living a really busy lifestyle. So before I get into actually how I create a schedule, I just want to kind of tell you guys all the things that I have on my schedule. I'm currently a full-time college student and I have classes from 8 till 5:30 every weekday. Also go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week. I have extracurricular rehearsals one day a week, which is an extra 3-hour tap rehearsal. I work two jobs now. I work weekends and then I also work 2 to 3 days during the week. I have my YouTube channel that I run. I have my Instagram, which I post content on every single day, and meal prep every weekend. I do laundry every weekend, all my weekend chores. I go to therapy. I find time for myself. I find time to spend with my boyfriend and my friends. So I have a lot on my plate. Also prioritizing like being able to talk to my parents and like my brother and people at home. All of that stuff, like finding time for all of those things. So this is how I go about putting these things into my schedule, what works best for me so that I feel less stressed and I'm still able to be successful, productive, and like reach my goals with these things. So the first thing that I do is plan out the parts of my day that are consistent every single week, like weekly, day by day. I do this at the top of every semester because my schedule changes based on my classes. So I will plan out my schedule based on what time my classes are. I'll decide what day, what time I need to wake up every day, what I need to have packed the night before for the following day. But basically, all things like my dance classes, what day of the week and what time I have therapy, when I have work, when I have tap workshop, when I'm going to the gym, things like that that are non-negotiables that have to happen every single week and will usually happen on the exact same day at the same time. Those are the first things that I put into my schedule. Those are things that are set in stone, concrete, will not change. Number two, add in things you know that will come up 1 to 3 times a week. For example, filming YouTube videos, editing YouTube videos, creating Instagram posts or like planning out content for my Instagram, doing my laundry, meal prepping, getting groceries. So things like that. That's the second thing that I like to do to put into my schedule. The third thing I do is leave space in my schedule, like specific blocked out times for me. I schedule me time into my schedule. Such as walks by myself outside, solo dates, like going to a coffee shop or going to a movie by myself. Literally anything that is like me time, I plan that into my schedule so that I can't come up with the excuse that I don't have time to prioritize myself. Because if I make time for myself already put into my schedule, then there's no room for me to make the excuse that I can't do that. I set myself up for success. I give myself the availability and the ability to do those things for myself because I know that those things are necessary for me to continue to be a productive person, to continue to show up for myself and not feel overly stressed. Like, me time and being like an independent person is very, very important to me. So prioritizing those moments, one of the things at the top of my list for like when I'm creating a schedule is making sure I still have that time. Because if I don't have time in my schedule for just me, that's really how I know I have too much on my schedule. Like, if I can't even find like 1 hour in a week to just like go on a walk by myself, I know that I am filling up my plate with too many things to be doing at that current moment. The next thing I have is know where you have gaps in your schedule if something were to come up. So like, say you're working a job and like you have like your schedule made and you have some gaps in your schedule, know where those are. So like, say you have a meeting that has to be planned, you know where in your schedule you could already fit those in. Like, you know where your free time is. Or like a friend wants to hang out, you know where you have those gaps in your schedule that you could possibly do. You know, just like being able to like be spontaneous, I guess. Like, it leaves room for me personally to be spontaneous because I know what my schedule's already like. So it's like, if someone asks me like, hey, can you do this on a Tuesday, if I already know every Tuesday I'm free at that time, it's like very easy for me to just be like, yeah, because I know off the top of my head, based on the consistency of my routine and my schedule, that I have free time then. But going along with that, the last thing I have to say about creating a schedule that works for you, like my tips and how I go about it, is to be prepared for your schedule to change. Like, things are going to come up and you might have to take something out of your schedule for that day or like add something in, you know, do a little bit more than usual. But know that you have the very first step, which is the concrete things that happen every day of the week or at least 4 to 5 days a week. Things like that that you can rely on to keep you grounded. Like, parts of your day, like what time you're waking up, set a consistent time that you wake up every day of the week. Have a consistent schedule with work and like, if you can, obviously, if that's accessible to you. Just knowing stuff like that can keep you really grounded and a little bit less stressed when things come up or things don't go the way that you want them to, or like things get thrown out of whack. It's okay because you have that routine, that structure to kind of fall back on, and it's kind of like a skeleton, like an outline of what you can do and where you can go from like the position that you've been put in. That's really all I have for the tips on how to build your schedule. I know that that was like kind of a short part for like topic, but honestly, it's really not that hard for me. And I don't want to like drag out this episode any longer than it needs to be. I just want to get it, keep it short and sweet and right to the point. I think that it's just really important to realize that when you like write things out or plan things out or, put them down on paper just so that your brain can even just kind of see them and see how much you actually are doing like day to day, it helps you rationalize things and see like, okay, it doesn't have to be so scary or overwhelming. Like, I'm actually really capable of doing this stuff, and there's plenty of time in the day and in the week to get done what I want to get done and still prioritize like my mental health and my well-being and my physical health. Like, all of those things can still be priorities for you while having a busy schedule. And yes, things are gonna have to like, there's gonna have to be a give and take. Like, you're gonna have to give up certain things in order to get other things done. And sometimes you may have to give up more than you do other times. And just like knowing that and coming to terms with that is a huge part of the process of like having a busy schedule. I know that this was a really short episode, a really short topic, but like I said, I wanted to keep it short and sweet to the point and just give you guys like the 5 steps I take into setting up my schedule every semester, even like daily, because things change daily. And this is just what works. This is what has worked for me, and it has kept me sane and less stressed and more organized. And I'm very thankful for it. So let me know on the post for this podcast episode what your tips are for building a schedule around a busy routine, things that have worked for you in the past, things that haven't worked for you, and share this podcast episode with anyone that you think would find it helpful. Please also remember to leave this episode a rating and a review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Follow me on Instagram at justathought.pod. Also follow my main Instagram, laney.foods, and my YouTube, it's just my name, Lainey Evans. And with all that being said, this was Just a Thought with me. I will be in your ears next week. Bye!